is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. I'm so glad that you tuned in on this morning. Come on, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for another day of blessings, another day, oh God, that you woke us up this morning and you kept us in our right mind. God, you kept us from danger seen and from dangers unseen. God, you even allowed the death angel to behave on last night. And for that, God, we say thank you. Father God, we thank you for life, health, and strength. God, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your loving kindness. God, we thank you for your healing power, oh God. God, we thank you for so much more, oh God, in the matchless name of Jesus. Now, God, we're just asking you to have thine own way. Even as we continue to decrease, God, we just ask you, oh God, to increase within us. Father God, I'm praying for open doors for your people, God. The doors that man has closed, God. And the doors that only you can open that is ordained by you. God, I'm praying for a financial breakthrough for those who are believing you, oh God, to meet every need, God. God, open up the windows of heaven, oh God. And pour out the blessings, oh God. They may not have room to receive. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for what you are about to do on this morning. And we have receptive hearts and receptive spirits, oh God. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on today, could you turn them to the book of Romans, the 3rd chapter and the 3rd verse. That's Romans 3 and 3. And I will be reading from the King James Version and also from the New Living Translation. So let's look at the King James Version. It says, "For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect?" So the New Living Translation says, "If some did not believe, their unbelief would not nullify the faithfulness of God, will it?" May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. So today's topic is simple. So what? So what? It's simple. So what? So what if you don't believe that God is going to do it? Sometimes God has to show you he is still God. Despite whether or not you believe it or not, he have to show you, you can't do this, whatever you are trying to do on your own. So Romans 3:3 is asking, what if some were unfaithful? Will their unfaithfulness nullify God's faithfulness? So the meaning is that our human belief or sin does not stop God's truth and God's promises. No, it don't. Paul argues that even if people are unfaithful, God remains faithful to his word and his character, emphasizing that his truth is not dependent on us nor our belief. So God's faithfulness is not negotiable. Come on here, somebody. So let's break this down. What if some were unfaithful? Now, this is a question here. And is addressing a potential objection raised by the Jewish people in the Roman church. They might have questioned the ability of God's promises to Israel if many in the nation had failed to believe and keep his law. So, will their unfaithfulness nullify God's faithfulness? So, in Paul's response, he said, is that human unfaithfulness cannot make God's faithfulness void. Despite if you believe God or not, you are hindering your own blessing. God is still going to do what he said he's going to do. So God's nature is described as true and faithful. Even when people are not, God is still God. His action and promises are based on his own unchanging character, not on our human performance. Oh, my God. So humanity versus divinity. Human action versus divine action. See, also this verse highlights the difference between human action and God's action. While we may be unfaithful, God's faithfulness still remains steadfast. Mm-hmm. He doesn't change. Come on here. He's still going to do what he says he's going to do. God's truth is the core aspect of his being, and it stands regardless of whether or not people believe it. Mm-hmm. So in summary, God's faithfulness is not dependent on our faithfulness. His promises and character remain true and reliable even when people are faithless or disobedient. You just miss your blessing because you don't believe what God says. Because God is not going to bless you if you don't believe it. He's going to go on to the next person. Yeah, this person is believing me for a miracle. This person is believing me for a financial breakthrough. They have been faithful over a little. Yes, I'm finna make them ruler over many. Your faithfulness, is what makes God's hand move upon you. He will come and see about you. People of God, one of the biggest battles that we all face is the battle of containment. And so what is containment? I'm glad you asked. This is when someone wants to keep you under control. They want to have a controlling spirit over you or keep you within their limitations and keep you bound, keep you inside of a box. You see, the enemy can't do anything about the ground you have already gained. He cannot do anything with the blessing that God has already blessed you with, but he'll do everything he can to try to keep you from going forward. Ooh, walk up in here, Holy Ghost. His goal is to convince you to settle where you are. Don't you settle where you are. God has more in store for you. Don't get comfortable. Continue to adhere to the voice of God. Continue to do what God has called you to do. Don't worry what other people are saying. They wasn't there when you and God had the conversation. They wasn't there when God delivered you out of the enemy's hand. They wasn't there when God raised you from your deathbed. They wasn't there when God healed your body from cancer, from diabetes. They wasn't there. Huh? You did your bow shot. Oh, my God. They wasn't there. My God. You see, Satan's goal, and I want you to please get this in your spirit, is to convince you to settle where you are. He don't want you to move forward because you are a threat to his kingdom. So what he does, he will use other people to tell you that you will never be successful. You will never amount to anything. You will never get healed. That you can't break that addiction you have. You cannot break that pornography spirit. You cannot break that habit of smoking. You cannot break that drinking habit. He will tell you that. Come on here, somebody. And then, and only then, they will throw water on you, on what you're passionate about. They will talk about you because you are passionate about what God has told you to do. No, you're not going to fit in. And I tell the prophets all the time, because that is the office I walk in, is in the office of a prophet. A prophet are loners. They don't have a lot of people around them. Not because they think they are more than somebody. It's because you have to keep your focus. You have to keep your spirit clear. You have to keep your mind clear. Because there are times when God will place a word in a prophet to release it. Or there will come a time where God will give a vision to a prophet in the midst of a conversation. You may be talking with somebody, but your spirit is somewhere else, or you are hearing to what God is saying. A prophet is oftentimes misunderstood. Oh, my God. I just wanted to drop that in there, because some of you have a prophetic calling on your life, but you are afraid to move forward thinking of what others may say. Oh, my God. Don't you miss your assignment. My God. You have to quit allowing people to pull you down. Because the Apostle Paul says, so what if they don't believe? So just because somebody doesn't believe that you can do what God has placed in your heart doesn't change anything. It doesn't change the faithfulness of God to bring it to pass. Your attitude should be that you don't need other people to cheer you on or support you. Come on here, somebody. You just need the validation of God. If God gave it to you, God is well and able to see you through. People of God, let me tell you something. God will send destiny helpers to support you. Perfect strangers. You see, some people still look at you as what you used to be. They can't get past your past. Even though God has forgiven you and brought you out of darkness into the marvelous light, and you had a wonderful change in your life, they still see you as what you used to be. And that's when they are missing your blessing. But don't allow them to allow you to go back to what God has delivered you from. Only you and God are the majority. And if God is for you, who can be against you? People of God, let me tell you something. Start encouraging yourself. Start saying, I'm strong. I'm talented. I'm well able. I will start living large. I will not be contained. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I am the head and not the tail. What God said about my life settles this. It settles it. I don't care what man say. It only depends on what God says. So if anyone thinks or says anything about me, it's null and void. Because what God said about my life settles it. Let us pray. Father, thank you that I can take control of my thought life and stop allowing negative thoughts to enter. Thank you that I can be deaf to the unbelief that comes my way from other people. Help me to get rid of any lies before they infect my thinking and keep me contained. In Jesus' name, I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Remember, know who you are in Christ and who you belong to.